This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our walk through Genesis from chapters 38 to 40, picking up with Judah deceived, Tamar vindicated, faithful Joseph, hell hath no fury, and Joseph in prison. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent for them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death,
upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you all. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O Lord, stir up the hearts of your faithful people to welcome and joyfully receive your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, that he may find in us a fit dwelling place, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly, and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Therefore, we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God, for your steadfastness and faith in all your persecutions and in the afflictions that you are enduring. This is evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you are also suffering. Since indeed God considers it just to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to grant relief to you who are afflicted as well as to us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. When he comes on that day to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at among all who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed. To this end, we always pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling and may fulfill every resolve for good and every work of faith by his power, so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 19th chapter. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through, and there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was seeking to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was small of stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. When they saw it, they all grumbled, "He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Over this past week on the church calendar, we have celebrated Reformation Day. And each year on Reformation, we recall Luther's work to bring the church back to what the Word truly teaches. We are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ Jesus alone. We are saved by God's grace, not by our own works. We also have on the calendar All Saints' Day, a day that includes the commemoration of those who have gone before us, those who have, by faith alone, received their reward. They have been saved by God's grace alone. And now this week, today, our gospel reading seems to throw all of that to the side. Jesus proclaims salvation has come to this house. But Jesus proclaims these words only after Zacchaeus himself has proclaimed that he will restore what he has defrauded and give a considerable portion of his wealth to the poor. This is, of course, after he had already climbed up that sycamore tree in order to see Jesus as he was passing along the way. So is Zacchaeus saved by his works, or at least the proclamation of the works he will do? Do we have it all wrong? Of course, the answer is no. Zacchaeus is saved by grace, not by works, just like everyone else. Like us, Zacchaeus cannot, by his own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ or come to him. Rather, Jesus comes to Zacchaeus. Jesus comes to the tree where Zacchaeus has climbed to get a better view, and Jesus calls him down in the words you may remember from the song, "Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today." Jesus speaks to Zacchaeus. Jesus calls to Zacchaeus. The Apostle Paul tells us faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. These words are true for us just as they were true for Zacchaeus. Jesus speaks, Zacchaeus hears, faith grows. Zacchaeus recognizes that this Jesus is also his Savior and his Lord, and he is cut to the heart. His vows, then, are the fruits of repentance. "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will restore it fourfold." Repentance. Faith. Into this repentance, then, Jesus speaks. Today, salvation has come to this house. Jesus speaks salvation, forgiveness, and life to Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is not saved by his works, but by faith in the one who is the source of salvation and life. Certainly, we are no different than Zacchaeus. We may not be wee little men who need to climb trees in order to see Jesus, but we too encounter the very word of God. And it cuts us to the heart. Our sins are exposed, for we, like Zacchaeus, are sinners. And certainly that was something that they had grumbled about concerning Zacchaeus.
But the Lord has come to each and every one of us with his mighty and powerful word, and he cuts us to the quick, and we are led to repent of all of our sins. We repent of our greed that makes us rich in the things of this world, but poor in the things of God. We repent of our fraudulent acts where we have taken something to which we are not entitled. We repent of our attitudes toward the poor and the downtrodden, where we have ignored their plight and refused to assist them in their need. We repent. And into that repentance, Jesus speaks. Today, salvation has come to this house. By faith, we receive the precious gifts of Jesus. We receive salvation, forgiveness, and life in his name. And through the very work of Jesus and the work of the Holy Spirit to sanctify us, we are led to works that strengthen our faith and glorify our God. Like Zacchaeus, we give of what we have to the poor and to the needy. We restore what we have defrauded. And we know that whatever sufferings we may face in this life, they cannot compare to the glory that is to be revealed in us. A glory that is already revealed in the one who has gone before us, who died on account of all sins. He took our place, and he rose on the third day. Jesus has indeed come to seek and to save the lost. Those like Zacchaeus, like you, like me, and he saves us all. Truly, today salvation has come to this house. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please rise. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Joshua in faith lay as they mourn the death of their unborn child. Let us bring our petitions before the Father of all mercy, imploring him for the sake of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. For the Lord's church in these latter days, that she may endure the great tribulation and struggles that beset her during the twilight of the age, and that she may find comfort and peace in Christ's promise that the gates of hell will not prevail against his church, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all the faithful, that they would not be deceived by the many false Christs who would lead us from the truth, but instead be sustained by the Lord's life-giving word and nourished by his holy body and blood, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who govern and rule this world, that they would fulfill their God-given offices to protect and defend all those under their rule, and that the Lord would grant them wisdom, patience, and genuine concern for the people they govern, so that they would lead with fairness and equity. Lord, in your mercy, let us pray to the Lord. For the elderly in our midst, that we would show Christ's love for the neighbor as we honor, respect, and care for them, and that they would find fulfillment and satisfaction in the golden years of their lives, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who mourn, including Joshua and Faith, that Jesus, the author of life, would shower them with the comforting promise of life everlasting, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
And to your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We will pray. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Father.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Oh, Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Go in peace.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy
let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.